Yesterday we, in connection to the Gemara of Shisa Bar Yasanochosh, I mentioned to you Machlokes the Magen Avraham and the Evin HaEzer, which apparently, at least at the first glance, seems to be the Machlokes Tolly and the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Magen Avraham said that to be Mamir Aluka b'Shabbos, to take a leech and put it onto the skin in a place where it's going to draw blood, that to do that on Shabbos, the Magen Avraham said is Chayiv, it's an Issa D'Oraisa, and he compared it to our Gemara. But just like in our Gemara, Hishek Bayas HaNachash, if you put a nachash to the skin of a person, then the person who puts a nachash is a retzeach. And even the Rabbanan who pater, only pater, because they say that the nachash may atzmei makia. They hold that the way the poison works, it doesn't work through the person's mice. But the etzem, it will be after the shicha alone, they would be mited at yechayit. So Zakti Magen Avraham that Maimir Aluka is Chayav on Shabbos. The Evin HaEzer said it's not so. The Evin HaEzer, based on Tosfos, said that it's a Raya, just the opposite. Tosfos says, when is Hishek Bayis HaNachash Chayav? Only if you actually press the teeth of the Nachash into the skin of the person. In that case, the nachash is no different than a stick. You will press a stick into the person. So that's why it's chayiv. But if you just put it there and it bites on its own, it's a raya just the opposite. It's a raya that you're putting. As I said yesterday, it appears that Rashi loses a lashon v'noshchai. Rashi doesn't learn like Tosfos. Tosfos learns you push the teeth into the skin of the person. Rashi doesn't say it that way. It appears that this machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. So we came away from yesterday was our old shaila we've had numerous times this year. In Hilchos Shabbos, if you put something in a position where nature is going to cause a malacha to transpire, where the natural consequence is going to be that it's going to come to a malacha through gravity or through some other force of nature, but it's not your maisa, so to speak, that you're doing it mamish b'yadayim. The question is, should we interpret that as your maisa or not? So Magen Avraham holds, yes, it's your maisa. And that seems to fit better with Rashi, that you put the snake there and the snake bit, that's called your maisa. And the Evin HaEzer and Tosfos seem to say the reverse. They seem to hold that the only chayiv if you push the teeth of the snake into the person. But if you put the snake there, the snake did the job of biting the person, then it's not called your maisa. So he holds that's not called your maisa. So that appears to be the machloikis between the two shittas. This is what we discussed yesterday. Now, the Evin HaEzer, first of all, in the Gesher HaChayim. In the Gesher HaChayim is on Hilchos Aveilus, as you know. In Chelek Gimel, he has tshuvas. The first tshuva is in the shaila of a son being a doctor or a dentist for a parent. It is a problem of chayvul ba'aviv. It's a very interesting piece. He brings there four tshuvas. And one is from the Har Tzvi, and one is from the Isaac Herzog, and one is from Shlomo Zalman, and one is his own. He has four tshuvas, and shows that the guy was Shlomo Zalman, because he was a young man when the Gesher HaChayim was printed. The Har Tzvi was a generation before him. And he's one of the four tshuvas he prints on the topic. And then he writes, what about being Mamid Aluka on a parent? In Timsalayma, it's also to give an injection to a parent. It's going to make a chabura. What about being Maimir Aluka on a parent? He says, it's totally this machloikis, it's the Magen Avraham and Evin HaEzer. Is it considered your maisa? It's not considered your maisa. same shayla l'gabi chayvul ba'avi. The Ebn Ezra, though, afterwards says, after he argues that you should be potter for being Mamed Aluka based on our Tosfos, he says, however, I have a time to be Machmir. His time to be Machmir is based on a Gemara later here in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis that Hamaimid Behemis Chaveiroi Agabe Komas Chaveiroi. Right. If someone takes a behema and leads it into someone else's field and just leaves it there, it leads it to the person as a field, things are growing, and it takes in a behema and he leads it there and then he leaves it there. Hamaimi Behemis Chaveiroi Komas Chaveiroi Chai. So what's the case? Someone takes an animal and leads it to someone else's food and just leads it there and stops. He's chayiv. Isn't that the same case as our aluka? What's an aluka? You took an animal, a creature, you put it in the place where it normally eats. And after Vavam in days, you took an animal, you put it in the place where the nature of the animal is going to eat. The animals don't have bechira, they don't have a free will. If they want to eat, they want to eat. The hungry animal is going to eat 100 times out of 100 times. You put it in front of food, it's going to eat. So, it's considered your meister. He says from that Gemara, seems to be a raya brura, that it is considered your meister if you put an animal or an aluka in a place that's just going to eat. That's his taina, and you all understand we're assuming that Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Nezikin, are totally zebazah, which is why they want Ebn Ezra writes. The Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nezikin have the same rules. It's your ma'aser, it's your ma'aser. And we'll assume that. So he says, Naimi Behem is Chaveiro, Chomos Chaveiro is a raya. That in the case of Aluka, it should be considered a Maisa Biyadayim, and you should be Chayim. That's his right. What? How does that shtim with Tosfos? So that's the question. How does that shtim with Tosfos? So it's a funny thing. He doesn't bring it. He doesn't bring the how Tosfos is going to learn Nun Vav Amud Beis. It just brings the Gemara Nun Vav. Hamaimid Behemis Chaveiroi Akomas Chaveiroi Chayiv, that you're Chayiv. And he doesn't answer how Tosfos, first of all, he writes from Tosfos that Mamad Aluka is Potter. But then he writes that if you want to be Mechayiv, you have a right to be Mechayiv from Nun Vav Amud Beis, from this case. So you can see how Tosfos is going to learn. The truth is, if you look at Tosfos on the following days in Paragraph Kindness, Tosfos learns the Gemara not the way I just explained it. Tosfos says, "Hamaimid behemis chaveiro komas chaveiro chayiv mitam shein." Not odom amazik. Hamaimid behemis chaveiro komas chaveiro. It is afu bishena behemis shalai chayiv mitam shein or regel. So Tosfos doesn't learn that Gemara that if you put it by someone's behema by Komas Chaveiro, it's considered your ma'aser that the animal ate. The Ebn Ezra is learning, and the Rashba learns that way, and the Rama paskins that way. It's the Rashba Shita that if you put someone else's behema by food, it's considered your ma'aser, it's other ma'aser. If you take someone's behemoth, you put it by food, that's other ma'aser, that's your ma'aser, the way we're talking. That any natural sequence of events is all considered your ma'aser. Tosfos doesn't hold that way. Tosfos, Hamaimi Behemis Chaveiroi, says, it's not your ma'aser, it's shame if you put someone's animal by food. It's not other ma'aser. So it's very geschmack. Taisis l'shitasai by aluka will hold the same thing, and by nachash holds you only chayiv if you push the teeth into the person. You're not chayiv if you just put the nachash there and naturally the nachash bites. But you're not chayiv.
You have a head to walk in behind the Yisrael, but you don't have a head for you to join any Mazim Yisrael. So why would you say, like, your head is like this, right? Like, when it's outside of Yisrael, how do I have a right to walk in behind it? It's my mind, so I'm not letting you Mazim Yisrael.
If I walk my behemoth down the street in Yisrael Sarabin, why in Potter?
Yeah.
It's a city means it's considered Adam Amazik. Zero Adam Amazik, every time I walk my animal down the street, because when I walk my animal down the street, I'm not putting it in a position where it's... I'm putting it in a position... Well, the first, the Rosh held that the reason I'm potter is because Allah Nizik laharchik is atzmai. Because the Torah put the responsibility in Rishus HaRabim on the Nizik to keep his food away from my animal. So, you know, I'm potter for bringing my animal there. Otherwise, you'll say, if I bring my animal, consider my nisa, you don't have like the Chiddush of the Rosh. If you consider it my nisa, why is shame part of Rishus HaRabim if I'm mamish my minute, I'll come as Tavera? It could be Abichayev. Could be Shane is only part of that I let my animal walk in the street. Or I put my animal by food. Maybe I'm chayev. I'm allowed, the rule of Shane is I'm allowed to let my animal walk in the street. I don't have to watch it close up. So the animal looks over the food, I'm part of it. You're saying is, if I take the animal, be a dying and stand it by food in the street, I should be chayev. Okay? I don't think so. It says, l'chomas chavere, b'sada chavere, what is it saying? But, otherwise I'm not sure. What? But the question is, will the Rashba learn the Tadam HaMazik? The problem is that the Ibn Ezra and the Rashba are learning that that's Adam HaMazik. But the whole part is it is considered you're doing the hazard. If you put the animal right by the food, that's considered you're doing the right by the hazard. Oh, so if it's a rush, then he's not supposed to leave it in Shisra. If you learn that this is responsibility, then what is your
question?
Because the case is not that the owner turned the animal to the food. The animal did a double Rishonah and it turned itself to the food. Like upon it, it seems to be a very eusebistic question. It seems that this Shaila should be more than just the Magen Avraham and Ebenezer. It sounds like a very basic question. If I do something that the sequence of events that's natural is going to happen, how far it's considered my ma'aser. The Ibn Ezer, at the end, is really being masked into the Magen Avraham. The Maimed Aluk Yaskayiv. It just says it's no right from this sugya. It's a right from Nunvavim and Beis. That Nunvavim and Beis, by Bid Beim Eschaveirai, Al Kama Eschaveirai is considered my ma'aser, like the way we pass now at the Rashba. And therefore, Aluk also is chayiv. That's his raya. Now, of course, it creates a problem because on Shabbos you're allowed to take your animal out; it should eat, it should graze. On Shabbos, Gemara says l'man yanuach sharcha v'chavarcha, that it has to be a nechusa for the shar. The shar eating grass is not malacha. Gemara says the fair, I'm allowed to let my animal graze on Shabbos. So the Ibn Ezer himself is bothered by this kasha. Naniach, our rule that Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Nezikin are the same, Lagabi being considered your Maisa, which is Ibn Ezer's Yisayid, he proves it from the Gemara of Zaira, Baruch Nisayasai, that some have considered to be your Maisa in one area is considered to be your Maisa in another area. In the Shabbos, considered in Nezikin. So why am I allowed to, on Shabbos, be maimed by the hema on grass, that it should eat the grass? So the Ibn Ezer asked this kasha. He said, teretz, I'm not sure I understand the teretz. I can tell you the lashon, which I brought. Hamaybid behemtai agabe mechuver on Shabbos. The ain kavanosir mashavtai al shum malacha. When you put your animal by grass, you're not thinking of malacha. Raksha behemtai teichu v'tamale kreisa. Just the animal should get eat and get full. Ema shavtai al malacha klal. The kach potter. I'm not sure what that means. He said, when I put an aluka on someone, I want the aluka to draw blood. That's my maisa. I'm putting the aluka there so that it should draw blood. That's my maisa. When I put my behema in the field to graze, I don't want my animal to do malach. I just want it to get full. I want it to eat and get full. I don't want it to do malach. I don't understand what the words mean. Just fight. I put it by the grass. I don't want it to eat grass. I don't want it to do malach. I just want it to be full. Same as aluka. I don't want the aluka to draw blood. I just want the person to get better. It's the way he gets better, as you draw blood. Just the way animals eat, they lift the grass. I just don't know what the words mean. Ein kavanasi mashafte al shum malacha, nashi behemtei teichel v'tamali kreisa. Two cases, what? If there would be somebody on the field that's not grass, I'd be happy to eat it. Aluka, I want the aluka to eat. The animal walk around and fertilizes the field. Good question. Mm-hmm. I put in the field after that, you feel fertilized that field. So that would be the same shot. Once had a chiluk by Oynis. We once spoke about, I shouldn't think there was a shaykhus here. Someone forces someone to bow down to Avodah Zarah and he's an Oynis. So he'd rather the Avodah Zarah disappear. Someone is sick and he takes a piece of an Asherah tree to heal himself. So we say he's not considered an Oynis. He's tired. Because he doesn't want the tree to disappear. He wants the tree to be there to heal him. The animal and the aluka, by the aluka will be satisfied some other way, I'll be unhappy. I want the aluka to draw the blood. The aluka will get full on its own, I'll be upset. I want the aluka to do malach. By the animal, if it'll get full some other way, I'll be just as happy. I don't want it to rip the grass. I just want it to be full. That's the chiluk, but I don't know why it should matter. You say, by aluka, I dafka want it to draw the blood. I don't want it to be full. I want a dafka to draw the blood. But the animal, I don't want a dafka to eat the grass. I want it to be full. The only way to be full is to eat the grass. It's a very dafka to eat the grass. I don't know. Akopanim, the seven eyes has his last example, which is, it's a famous machlokes Devin Eiser and the Magen Avraham, because It has numerous nafkaminas, as you'll understand. So we had two steps so far in the Avin Ha'ezer. We had the step I spoke at yesterday. The Magen Avraham was the Machmir. He said, Alukas Chayiv. And the Avin Ha'ezer said, from our Gemara, Alukas should be Potter. That's as far as we did yesterday. Today I'm telling you that the Avin Ha'ezer says, Avoida Alukas Chayiv. Not based on our sugya, based on Uvavam and Beis. The Maimid Behemis Chaveira, Kamas Chaveira, it's your Maisa, your Chayiv. The third piece, he says, is Mizeraya to the following Shaiva. Let's say somebody has a windmill or a water mill, and how is the water mill working? The person is not turning the mill. Every time the wind blows, it turns the mill. Or every time the water runs, it turns the mill. The shaila is, if a person puts chitin in the rechayim, is he chayiv mishum teichen? He didn't grind. Normally teichen is, you grind something. What? He puts it, 1 second, he puts wheat, is a receptacle. You put the wheat in, and the wheat goes down, and it gets ground by the mill. The person puts the wheat into the receptacle of the rechayim, and as the water runs or the wind blows, whatever it is, the mill by itself is grinding up the food. Putting the wheat in, okay, wheat is mukta, you can't do it. But let's say at malacha, at daraisa, is that a malacha daraisa or not? If it's spinning, but it's spinning and grinding other things. I'm putting it, there's a backlog of chitin. You're right, if I put it in that, you'd be right. There's a backlog of chitin, and that's what it means. Are you chayiv or not? So he says that should depend on his mezikin. What would be if I take your keli and I put it into a mill? It's not your chitin, your keli. And I put it in and it grinds it up. Sam Bada Chayim. Consider my Maisim. So he says, since he holds Mazik and Shabbos, that's all he's ever said. So Shabbos also, somebody puts it into a Rechayim, it's considered his Maisim. Vaita, what we're talking about all along. That if you do something on Shabbos and it's a consequence, a natural consequence, comes to a Malacha Yechayim. So he says, therefore, Yechayim, just like Mamid Behemus Chaveira, Akamas Chaveira, is considered your Maisim. The same thing, if I put wheat into the machine is going to grind it by itself, that I'm chayiv. And he says, the loik ha-magen Avraham, he says, the magen Avraham here holds lakula, holds that it's only the siddur rabbanan. To put wheat into rechayim, and the rechayim is going to grind it by itself, the magen Avraham, he says, and somewhere else in Reisha, Rishon Beis, the Magen Avraham says the innocent Rabbanan. So here he says that it's innocent Araisa to put things into a mill and later it's going to grind it by itself. It's innocent Araisa. He says at the end, Ha'olam is there. The Maskona is Lahamid Aluka B'Shabbos Osam in Atayra. Chinitchem Berchaim Shamayim Gam came in Atayra Osam. Then Ovis Malach. You see what happened? He suddenly turned around. Yesterday he was a bigger Makel than the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said, Mamad Alukas Chayiv, and he was Makel based on our Tosis. But today, based on the Vavam and Beis, he turns things around. He's more Machmir than the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is at least Makel by Rechayim. And he says, by Rechayim is awesome in our Torah, because if you ask yourself, if he'd be Mazik this way, would he be Chayiv? And he'd just be Adam Mazik. If you throw something into a rechayim, it'd be adam amazik. So same thing here, it's chayiv and it's a misaderas. So this is the analyzer. I mean, I think it's pashit. This analyzer is not like davening nezer that we spoke about 2-3 times. Avni Nezer said, if you do something through gravity, it's not a malacha. If you hold something and just open your fingers and let it fall, It's a grammar. But it's certainly not a malacha. You just open your fingers and let gravity make it fall. I think the seven eyes is not like that. It doesn't stim. It's two extremes. Two totally different extremes. Davni Nezer was saying even something that most people would consider the Maisa Ha'adam, gravity. Most people consider that your Maisa. And he said that it's not your Maisa. Kolshkein, Davni Nezer would say, if you put a behemoth near something and the behemoth ate it, he would say, hold that way. And Davni Nezer is the opposite extreme. The only thing is that we're stuck. What's the difference? Avnei Nezer is Mekel. Avnei Nezer is Machmer. Like an Avram in between holds Alukas Chayiv and Rechayim is Potter. So that we would have to figure out. Like an Avram in Reshit and Bay says Rechayim is Potter. And the Aluka case, here he says it's Chayiv. Stum, the Aluka case is more immediate. As soon as you put it there, it starts to happen. But the Magen Avraham is Mechalik, even in between Shinta. And that's the bottom line. And this is all Kibbayt. And the evidence is the side that you compare Hiltus Mazik into the Shabbos. The Arachrayim are Mefakfik on that. Now, Tzvi Hana is a Tshuva, which is Mefakfik on the side. That you can compare Hiltus Mazik and Hiltus Shabbos. It's not comparable. But Shia, that's the this is the longest of the sugya here. The Gavi of the Shabbos, and I don't know. The learning of the Shabbos, I think we could collect. In fact, I've had the time try to collect all the inyanim of the Shabbos. We had these similar shaylos to get a clearer rule, and then to take a Mishnah Berurah and see how we passed them. If you say they have three sheets, this is easy. The pass them is a little hard. All right, let's see. Let's see Gemara Vayta. Hani Easy, the Beit Tarbu. There was a family named Beit Tarbu that owned goats. Davamasadi lay le Rav Yosef. They caused some sort of hefsid. It doesn't say exactly what. They caused some type of hefsid to Rav Yosef. It was Bechatar Nizit, and they caused them a hefsid. Amalei Labaya. So Rabbi Yosef told us time the Dabaya. Zil Emulahu Marayu Dilitzneinu. Go tell them to lock up their sheep, their goats. What are they leaving their goats out? Amalei Amai. Amai Ezel, what am I going for? Yes, Lina, I'm really, if I go, they're going to tell me, Ligdarmar Kadira Bare. You do it. You go. You put up a fence. Why should I put up a fence? You put up a fence. Are they right? Who's the one that's supposed to put up a fence? The Nizik or the Mazik? Since Svara, maybe they're right. The Nizik, sure. The Lamaisa, we learned all year. That's the Xeris HaKosov, that are Mazik. Laharchik HaSatzmai. From the Chatzah Nizik, for sure. The Godar, if you're going to say, you're the one who has to put up the fence, Shein Dechai Nachman Ehezi Mishkach Haslam. He said, "Kishachotra, he not be enough for good to believe." This was Abaya's argument. Taisa says that Abaya knew he was never serious. This is not Shitas Abaya. Abaya, Taisa says, was just lazy. He didn't want to go. Maybe he knew the other people wouldn't listen, so he was mishtamit. He tried to get out of it. But Abaya's Shita is not correct. Rabbi Yosef's Shita is correct. That they have to keep their animals away. So Machrus Rabbi Yosef, he came a rabbi. The Sulkin La'elo, the Nachsin L'Tachtor, whether you're going to Eretz Yisrael or going to Babel, whether you're coming from Eretz Yisrael or going to Babel, you should know a rule. Hani Easy the Shuka, the Masadi. If somebody has goats that cause a hefsid, Masrina B'Mirayu Trade Plus is in them, you warn them two, three times. I never know what it means in the Gemara when it says Trade Plus. It means two times or three times, I don't know. You warn them two or three times. Itzayis tzayis. If he listens, it's good. Yiloi amulei tiv maschasa v'kibol zuzah. Go to the butcher store and be mekabel yuzuz. I'm going to shecht your animal. Now, the Pashm Shah in the Gemara is not such a big Chiddush that he can warn him that you're the one who has to be Ma'afik. That's the main side of the Gemara, which is, I think, something we all know. However, this business with being Machris, is that Shtim was probably not all year? I don't know, all year. We had once. If you're being causing a hefset to me, I have to go be make achrazah. I have to make achrazah. Your animal is coming into my rishus and being massive. I have to make some type of achrazah. I can't just shoot the animal. I can't shoot your animal. Your animal comes into my house, and your animal is ripping down my curtains. You have a goat that comes into my house. It's eating the curtains. I can't shoot the goat. What's that called? Gemara Lashon that's called. We never had Ovid Yiddish Dinul and Nafshe. Ovid Yiddish Dinul and Nafshe that a person could know? Well, you can't get it through the entire. So what does that mean? I have to go now and take you to an entire. And get you to pay. That's what I mean. Let your shari eat. I have to get you to pay. You don't say I'm interested in what I'm saying. Interesting. And even when I warn you, Tysus says, and we pass my Tysus, even when I warn you, Tysus Hanuizi says, Dafka Hanu, the kind of the Shvita. The only animal you're allowed to shecht is an animal that he wants to shecht anyway. If you have an animal that he doesn't plan on shechting, you can't shecht his animal. What? What a peasant do? What? Pashas, they wouldn't kill the animal. They just tell the owner to pay. How is it? He has a mutter even after you want 3 times. Alright, so that's also, well, why, if you want 3 times, why is that a heter? I don't know, I think that's just a takana that they made. They were machris, a new takana. And if they want a person 2-3 times, that is that the logic of that? I don't think the Marsan is saying it's a svara, the Marsan says it's a takana. It's in the Shin Tzadik Zayin, where this is brought. The Pischei Tshuva brings a Chavis Yoyer. Chavis Yoyer is Tshuva Kuf Samach Hei. And you should know a rule, if you ever take it to a Chavis Yoyer, all the Chavis Yoyer's Shavas are interesting, very interesting Shavas. And there are 2 halves to the Chavis Yoyer. There's the half you see if you read the Pischei Tshuva, and the other half that you see if you look it up. And both of them are very interesting questions. The first question that he brings on Agamara is very similar to Agamara. A man had a business. He sold seeds, he sold zarainim, the kidneys. He had, now like today we have stores with doors, but like in Yerushalayim, right, you have open marketplace and he's selling nuts. His neighbor had birds. And the birds always came and ate his nuts. The birds would fly over and they'd eat his nuts. And he chased them away and they'd come back. And he warned the owner a couple of times. And finally he got so disgusted, a bird was eating his nuts. He went and he killed the bird. So he killed one of his best birds. Nice fact is it ate his nuts. But he killed the bird. And in the United States, I think we would assume that he's right. That the person came, and his birds came to my rishus. They came 100 times, and finally, I warned him 1,000,000 times. He never did anything, and I killed the bird. So they took him to the entire to the Chavis Yoyer. Chavis Yoyer paskin, and he has to pay for the bird. He could deduct the value of the seeds that were eaten. But he has to pay for the bird. You have no right to kill someone else's bird. I feel the kai gardener. You have no right to kill his bird. You have a right to grab the bird and sell it, maybe, to get your money back. But you have no right to kill his bird. That's his psak. What's interesting is the first half of the tshuva. As I was reading it, I was thinking that the shoyl was right. The first half of the tshuva was written during, he says, during the French War. I don't know which French War. It was the Fabricio, it was probably 1700s. So there was some war, and a lot of Jews from the cities were displaced. They went to live out in the farm area. And everybody ran to live with their neighbors. It was wartime. People's homes were full of things, full of little stuff with stuff. So the kashana was, somebody went to his house, and his house was full of packages, full of bundles. He couldn't move. He started looking through the bundles. So some of the bundles were his. Some were his relatives. He gave him permission to move in. But as he's looking through, he finds some bundles that are not his. So what would you do? What would you do in your house if there were bundles that are not yours? Someone dumped bundles in your house. So what do you do? Had no name on it, no nothing. So what would you do? It's a shame, it wasn't a Kabbal Shmira. And what he did is he took the bundles and put them out in the street. So he dumped bundles in his house. He dumped them. So he picked up the bundles and he put them out in the street. Ooh, by the time the guy came back for his bundles, there was very little left. It was all picked through by people, and there was nothing left. He said, "What do you want from me? I don't have to keep your bundles in my house." So, Chavizior Paskin, that the owner of the house has to pay. The owner of the house has got to pay for it. What should he have done? That's what bothered me. What should he do? What's he supposed to do? Somebody leaves bundles in my house, I can't walk around. What am I supposed to do? So he says a very logical thing. What he should have done, should have taken the bundles, sold some of them, gotten money, and paid for storage for the rest. How can you find an Aveda in the street? When you find an Aveda in the street, you find an Aveda in your house. You should have sold some of them, and with that money, paid for storage for the rest of them. That he's entitled to do. Every Aveda. Every Aveda that
Shabbos
way. What? You didn't have
option to walk away from this.
Aveda, you have no option either. You have to pick up an Aveda. You have to pick it up. That's so for the salary. You have to pick up an Aveda. So the same thing, it was left by you. Exactly the same thing. It's a big achrayus. It's not like the American sense of fairness. It's a big achrayus. A person dumped things in his house, and the Losh HaShayel is, he has no room to move in his house. Wartime, everybody's crowded together. So he has to rent it, sell it, and rent parking. I think it's more of a muster. I want to get to the part that has to do with Agamar, right? That's a new sidetrack of the story. What? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's an Aveda that you sell it, that you... what?
How to take your own money
if
you see an animal coming at your sheep?
The bull is coming at your sheep. Oh, so he answered that. Okay, one second. That's the part that Shach is talking about. Okay. One second. So this is this psak. And it's an achrayus, people don't know that they have. It's, okay. Now he says, I oven inishti dila nafshay. Why is it different than oven inishti dila nafshay, like you're saying? If an animal comes and it's attacking my barn, I'm not allowed to shoot the animal. I'm not allowed to do oven inishti dila nafshay. If b'shasa hezek, you're certainly allowed. The Mechayiv to go to Bezdin if you have the option of going to Bezdin. But you don't even have to go to Bezdin if he's in the middle of destroying. By the time you go to Bezdin, it can be destroyed already. He says a rule that Oven Inish Dimel Anafshay is only when Ploimi is Meskavin Lahazik. When the other person or the other animal is Meskavin Lahazik, it's a Mazik. Then Oven Inish Dimel Anafshay, you're allowed to kill the animal that's being Mazik. But if it's not the Chavim Mahazik, it's just it's a matzias where it's causing you a loss. So in such a case, you have to apparently shame is also now mechaber mahazik. The birds will be eating; they weren't mechaber mahazik. It'd be easy here; they weren't mechaber mahazik. So the bird, presumably, it was a case of shame. The Gemara says it was shame. So there's no other nishtim l'nafshe. Other nishtim l'nafshe is only by mechaber mahazik. Now it's a chiddush of the Chavis Yair. Whether we passed it that way, I don't know. But it's a tshuva that the Pesach tshuva says to look at. So that's how he would learn the honey easy. Not of an ish to the nafsh, he's not mechavim ha'azik. Without mechavim ha'azik, there's no rule of other an ish to the nafsh. Okay. So let's start the Mishnah. Alright, so his previous sugya had a number of more colorful cases. Now we come back to the regular rules. Ezel tam ezel mu'ud. Now we go back to the Behemoth. Ezel tam ezel mu'ud. Mu'ud kol she'idu by shloshi yamin. The tam she'yaza by shloshi yamin divi Rabbi Yehuda. And there I know. Mu'ud she'idu by shloshi pe'amim, not shloshi yamin. The tam kol she'u atinek is the mashmashim by sounds like an easy Mishnah. Maybe it is an easy Mishnah. There are three machlokes in between Tosfos and the other Rishonim in this Mishnah. Three separate machlokes. I'll just go through all three of them briefly. When you're chazer, you learn the Mishnah, you'll see the three plotis. First machlokes, which is maybe the main machlokes of the three. There's a machloikis all over Shas. If chazaka is b'shtei pa'amim, or b'shloisha pa'amim, we've had it. If chazaka is two times, which is Rabbi Shita, or if chazaka is three times, which is the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. How many times is chazaka? Two or three? That's a machloikis. By kachlonis, a woman that's married and her husband dies two times, she can't get married anymore. You're not like Rabbi. If a person has, by Elenu, there are two brothers that die after a bris, that's a chazaka of sakana. You don't have to wait for three times. By the fascist, you pass on a grebi. That two times is a chazaka. Now this Mishnah says three times is a chazaka. Is this Mishnah not like Rebbe? Or is Rebbe for some reason made by a shah? So that's a machlokes Rishonim here. Tosfos Ezel Mu'ud says that Rebbe is Maida by Shor HaMu'ud. That you need three times to be a Mu'ud. Because it's a Gzeres HaKasid. V'huad V'bala V'lai Yishmeranu. You learn out of the Pasuk that you need three times. So it's not a machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel here. Here everyone's maida mu'ud is three times. That's Shitas Tosfos. The Rashba Shita, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva, all in Yevamos Daf Samach Daled, that's a Mitzvah, they all say the opposite. The Rashba Shita is that no, our Mishnah is going Daka with Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rebbe holds two times is a Chazaka. Now, if it's a suffix, how we pask him, like Rebbe or Shimon Gamliel, we know by Kachlonis and Mesuechem Bach Masmila, we pask him two times the Chazaka. Why here would we pask him three times? Why here three times? What should be a din by suffix Mamin? Suffix Mamin always goes to the Mosif. And suffix Mamin, the Mosif. So to Rashba, the reason over here we passed him three times, the Tana says him three times, it's a suffix. Twice a chazaka, three times a chazaka. No, you want to be Maitzi Mamin from the Baal HaShar and say he's a mu'id. After two times, you can't be Maitzi Mamin. Because being Maitzi Mamin is a Maitzi Mechaber of a Raya. So after two times, you don't have yet a chazaka. So you need three times. That's why we passed him three times. Is a chazaka. So that's why Not like Tysus. The Rashba holds that everywhere else it's a suffix, two times chazaka, three times. By Mamin, Amaisa, we passed in three times. Now, I just told you, B'shem, the Rashba, there's a logical problem with it. Svara, there's a problem, which really anybody who learns the Mishnah with this Rashba should have. So I'm not going to tell you the problem until tomorrow, but in the Mishnah with this Rashba, you should have a logical kasha, actually two kashas. On Dibat, the Rashba says that the reason we passed in here three is because of Amaitim Chavar Avarai. But that's Machlaikis number one. We're going to come back to it in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. The second Machlaikis is what Taich Tinaikis Mimashmashin Ve'enay Nizaikin. Tinaikis are Mimashmish and they don't get hurt. Doesn't if them was washing the Mishnah. Tinaikis Mimashmashin Ve'enay Negeach. What does it mean? Tinaikis play with the animal and it doesn't gore. It doesn't kick. It doesn't kick who? Doesn't kick who? I don't know the Mishnah. Children are playing with it, and it doesn't kick. Huh? It doesn't kick. The kids, I guess that's why we learn Pasha. Right in the Gech, it doesn't kick the children. That's the way Tyson works. What? Why can't it be? The mood l'shvarim is not a mood l'adam. The mood l'adam is not a mood l'shvarim. It's a bit of a problem. I became a mood from three times. Three times what? Three times kicking children? Pasha means three times kicking shvarim. So it becomes ice mood because children play with it. It doesn't kick the children three times. What? The Rambam holds, Rambam, I think, separates them totally. But we had in the beginning of the Masechta that Adam display Mazla, a person who has Mazla, whatever Mazla meant there, the animals are less likely to be Mazik a person. So again, we have a Machlekes Rishayim. Tysus, Shiva Tinaikis, learns that Pshat is people, but a tinnik is the same rule as an animal. An adult is different than an animal. Tinnik, the gabe animals, is the same as a shar. We can have Rashi on that. Chavdal on the base learns not like Tysus, learns like Rashi, learns that children play with it and it doesn't kick shvarim. When children play with it, the animal gets all aggravated, and it's still not kicking shvarim. So that's how Remeya holds it becomes ice. And the third machlaikis, also in this taisus, is what does Remeya do with Rabbi Yehuda? Does Remeya agree three times or 3 days you become a tam? He's saying two ways to become a tam: either 3 days or even 1 day with tenekis memashvashin day in the game. Or is he saying, I disagree with your 3 days, and I hold you need to know the master shemayin and again. After baita, that's the third machlokes. Teshuah tinaikis. Here the Rambam is the Bab Fluchta, and the Rambam here in the Pershim Shnayis, and those are the three machlokes. Of the three, the first is the most significant. So we're going to come back to the three of them tomorrow. I'd like to start the Gemara too. So again, please stay ahead of us. The top line.